We are listening to the voices of love in Mary's encounter with God when the angel Gabriel visits her and, as Phoebe's partner in Central Asia, shows God's love to one of their listeners, Sarah. The following reflection was written by our partner in Central Asia in a location where it is very dangerous to be a Christian. Nonetheless, they are reaching out to people with the unconditional love that God shows us to help people in their region hear his voice. For reasons of security, a member of the Phoebe UK team reads this on our partner's behalf. Our team lives and works in Central Asian country. Over the course of several years of ministry, we've seen a lot, and every day we continue to be amazed at how the Lord works miracles, especially in the lives of those who obediently and steadfastly love God and, no matter what, remain faithful to the word and promises of the Lord. There are several examples of this, but there is one special story which is about one of our listeners who is listening to our radio and continues to write to us for a couple of years now. Her name is Sarah, and she is 25. For security reasons, we have changed her name. Sarah grew up without a father. Her life was very difficult as her mother worked several jobs to support her and her younger brother. She experienced all the difficulties of life while living in a single-parent family in our region, but the Lord did not leave her. It so happened that her mother miraculously believed in our Lord, and she and her mother joined a local Protestant church. Her life changed, became more interesting, and being a part of that church gave her new hope. She found new brothers and sisters in Christ who gave her friendship and helped her start over. But her church life was just the beginning. The pastor of that church became her spiritual father, but he treated her very strictly and jealously. He had grown up in a single-parent family and was deprived of care and love as a child. His severity went beyond all limits. Her heart was filled with longing and regret that she had trusted his kindness, his care, and his authority. We remember that she told us about one particular incident, after which the Lord led her to our radio broadcasts. One day, she met a young man and fell in love with him. As time passed, their relationship moved to another level. They became very close to each other, which, in our culture, is considered a very serious offence. She was very sorry for what had happened. Her heart was filled with grief and disappointment, and could not find a place for herself. She could not live any longer under this weight, and decided to share it privately with her pastor. She was looking for support and peace, but the pastor, having heard her story, was very upset with her, did not listen to the end, and started shouting and insulting her. Unfortunately, the story did not end after this. At the next Sunday meeting, where all the parishioners of the church were present, he publicly condemned her in front of everyone. For Sarah, it was unbearable. She felt humiliated, abandoned, and betrayed, after which she was haunted by thoughts of suicide. She wanted to leave this church, but the pastor would not let her go and condemned her in every possible way at every opportunity. She was very disappointed in her church, which had become her home and place of peace. Unfortunately, no one could help her. Everyone listened to the authority of the pastor. One day, she wrote to our radio station and thanked us for our online ministry. We met her through online chat and started communicating. Reading her messages, we realised that this girl was depressed and needed help. Guaranteeing her anonymity, we asked her to talk about the reasons for her anxiety. She told us her life story, and especially the story that happened in her personal life and in her church. We listened to her for several hours. She was shocked that we listened to her without judging or blaming her for anything. She looked like the woman the Pharisees brought to Jesus. We all remember how Jesus did not condemn her. Instead, he calmed her down and gave her hope for a new life. We did the same for Sarah. Throughout the time she became our regular listener and visitor, she began to approach life differently. Her life took on new colours. We constantly prayed for her and studied the word with her. We helped her find another church that became her new home, which was more like a small home group. She was the happiest person in the world. Not long ago, she invited our entire radio station team to her wedding, but unfortunately we could not accept her invitation due to anonymity, which we take very seriously. In return, she sent us photos of her wedding. She was truly happy. Her story reminded us of Mary when she didn't know what to do and was confused after an angel told her that she would give birth to a baby while unmarried. She was as confused as Sarah. What did Mary do? In search of peace and support, she went to visit her relative Elizabeth. After staying with Elizabeth for 3 months, she returned and married Joseph. Sarah came to us on the radio just as Mary came to Elizabeth. Just like Mary, Sarah had heard voices of love, experienced God's peace in her heart, and the Lord changed her life. All we did was show her the true love of the Lord. We did not judge her. We have listened to her and prayed for her continuously. In our country, our radio station has become that desired place, a kind of refuge where any listener can come and receive the love of our Lord, who does not condemn, does not resist, does not say unnecessary things, and listens to the end without condemning anything. The Lord himself guides them, and we are infinitely grateful for this opportunity to serve believers and non-believers in our country. It is a great honour for us to be part of the body of Christ. We pray for people like Sarah, for those who come to us to listen to the word and who are looking for peace in their hearts. We live in an Islamic country, and despite all the difficulties and persecutions, we continue to serve our people and pray for those who have not yet known the true love of our Lord, who is the promised Lamb who bore the sin of all mankind. Lord Jesus, thank you for the work of the Central Asia Project and that people in their country are hearing your voice of love. Amen. You can find out more about their ministry on FIBA's website, www.fiba.org.uk. FIBA's ministry is supported by prayer and donations. If you would like to give a gift so that more people in hard-to-reach places can hear the good news of Jesus, please visit www.fiba.org.uk/voicesappeal. Thank you.